top of that prayer request card, there's a verse, Matthew 21:22. All things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. For the most part, we try to believe and we try to trust in God. But sometimes, especially when it comes for things that we want God to do for us, there's an unbelief. Tonight I want to talk about silence the opposition of unbelief. We have to silence it. Amen. We have to trust in the Lord. If you turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 6, we're going to read verse 1 through 20. Joshua 6, 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. Ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. It shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, pass on, compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horn passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came afterward after the ark, and the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout, then shout ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. And 7 priests bearing 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on and continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, and the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So did 6 days. It came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein. To the Lord only Rahab the harlot shall live, and she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye, in any wise, keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed. When ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel accursed, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and the vessels of brass and iron and consecrated unto the Lord, they shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Jericho, the fall of Jericho. Here, these folks were told of the Lord to wait. Wait on God. When you look at many texts in the Word of God, it instructs us to wait on God. Stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. to be silent here in this passage. Joshua commands the children of Israel to march around Jericho in total silence. It'd be hard for some of us to walk around the sanctuary in total silence. Amen? Joshua clearly had to have the remembrance of the 40 years in the wilderness in his mind because of Israel's murmuring in the unbelief still in his mind. Because of their unbelief, the entire generation of Israelites would perish while wandering in the desert because of their unbelief, except for Joshua and Caleb. When you read in Hebrews 3, 1 through 19, it says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle, the high priest of our possession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for the testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as the son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast to the confessions and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with the generation, and said, they do away err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest." Why? Why is he saying this? Because they hardened their hearts. "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if we hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief." You see, if they had such experiences with God, and they struggled to believe. You see, folks, these are the folks that saw God do miraculous things in Egypt and deliver them through the Red Sea and wash all Pharaoh's army and drown them in the sea. And if they had such experiences with God and still struggled to believe, is it any wonder that we struggle as well? And that same kind of things may interfere with our faith journey, with our walk with God. You see, folks, a misdirected heart is a danger sign of unbelief. A heart that turns away from God, as it talks about in verse 12, is a danger sign of unbelief. A hardened conscience, hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, as it talks about in verse 13. Guard against the tricks of sin. They can cause your heart to be hardened. How is a heart hardened to the will of God? You see, this was God's will for Israel to go into the promised land. As it is God's will that he blesses each and every one of us here tonight. God wants to bless your life. God wants to touch your life. But folks, we have to guard our heart, amen, against being hardened of the things of God. How is a heart hardened to the will of God? If we neglect our spiritual matters. How is a heart hardened to the will of God if we have continual violations of the conscience? In other words, if you're doing things and your mind is telling you you shouldn't be doing it, and you say, oh well, and you do it anyways. Continual violation of the conscience will harden our heart to the will of God. How does a heart harden to the will of God? It's preoccupation with the things of the world. Failure to grow in God. As it says in 1 Timothy 4, verse 2, whose conscience have been seared as with a hot iron. We have to be careful. Amen. You see, a stubborn will, a will that is stubbornly devoted to sin. Amen. We read about this in the scripture reading in 8, verse 13 and verse 15. A stubborn will that says, I'm just going to do whatever I want. A rebellious spirit, as we read in 17 and 18 in our reading, a rebellious spirit set on being disobedient. God, I'm not going to listen to you. I'll do what I want. I'll live any way I want. Jericho is one of the most ancient cities on earth. First mentioned in the biblical record is in Numbers 22. It had fortified walls that enclosed about 7 acres. But most of the people of Jericho lived in the surrounding countryside of Jericho. And when Israel crossed over the Jordan River, the people of Jericho all retreated inside of the protection of the walls. They had heard what Israel's God had done to Egypt. And so when they heard them coming across the Jordan, they all went inside the protection of the walls of Jericho. They had full trust. They had full confidence that the Israelites would not get past their walls. When you read in verse 1, no one went out and nobody went in. After they all retreated in, nobody went in or out of Jericho. They were prepared to fight against Israel, even though they probably didn't want to fight. But see, folks, Joshua led Israel into the promised land. In Joshua 1, verse 1 through 9 says, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Listen to what God is telling him here. I want you to go in. Everywhere you tread upon, it's going to be yours. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand there for thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. What an awesome passage of scripture. Folks, these words, I want you to understand today, are just as true for us today as they were for Joshua in that day. Amen. God wants to prosper each and every one of us in this church. God wants to bless each and every one of us in this church. These words are for us. Amen. You can say it tonight. This is for me. These words are for me. If I'll be strong, if I'll be courageous. Trust God. Serve God. And don't shy from it. It is not go to the left. Don't go to the right. Stay focused on the things of God. God gave this assurance to the soldiers. You see, he said, I have given this. In verse 2, he says, I have given this unto thine hand, Jericho. Okay? God gives to those who seek him. He gives them that assurance, that sweet assurance. This is yours. Just do what I ask you to do. It's yours. It's not an arrogant or overconfidence, but it is a comfort of peace. It comes from trusting in what God says. And what he commands of us. Do you trust God's word? Amen. Do you believe in it? Are you going to live it? You see, Joshua is looking on this big, heavily fortified walls of Jericho. And do you think he maybe was thinking, Lord, how are we going to get past these great walls? Lord, how are we going to knock those walls down? What is it you're asking God to do in your life? As a church, we're asking God to bless us with a building. God, how are we going to see this happen? He said, just trust in me. Be faithful. Do what I ask you to do. Believe on me. Amen? See, God's plan is about victory. He says, go walk around the city. Once a day. I want you to walk around it once a day for 6 days. And get 7 priests. I want them to bear the ark. I want 7 trumpets of ram's horn. And I want you to blow the trumpets when you walk around the city. And then on the 7th day, walk around the city 7 times. And the priests blow on the trumpets. And when you hear a long blast with the ram's horn, and the people hear the sound of the trumpet, all of the people will shout with a great shout, and the wall will fall down. You see, this sounds like a real unconventional plan, doesn't it? No battering rams. That's what those armies used in those days, battering rams. No fiery arrows. No charges. No fighting whatsoever. Now, God, this is totally untraditional. You see, folks, we look at things in our life today. We need God to move in. And we're always looking at the traditional way. God, you see this bill that needs to be paid, Lord. Now, you know I need money or I need a job or whatever it is. God said, just trust me. Come on, whatever it is, folks, it's totally untraditional what God wants you to do. And that's just trust in him. Believe in him. I want you just to walk around it. God, that's not what armies do. We're trained men. We're fighters. We got these battering rams. We got these arrows. We can put flames. We got all these things. Just walk around it. Blow the trumpets. No battering rams, no fiery arrows, no charges, no fighting whatsoever. This is weird, God. Simple as walking around the property line. And listen to this. Oh, yeah. Be quiet. But God, be quiet. Silence the unbelief. See, Joshua's command for silence. In Joshua 6, verse 10 says, and Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth. until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. No noise until I bid you to shout. When we face great challenges, folks, we should not permit our lips to speak unbelieving words. I'm going to say that again. When we face great challenges, we should not permit our lips to speak unbelieving words. Prohibit, folks, demoralizing speech from your lips. No doubt, few of these camp people of Israel might have thought, how are we going to get past these walls just by walking around? These people in the camp of Israel, I'm sure there were people thinking, how are we going to get past these walls? But nobody said anything. As they're walking, they're not talking. And in their mind, how are we going to get past these? But they're not speaking it. Joshua said, don't let anything come out of your voice. You see, folks, how powerful it is when you speak things. God spoke these worlds into existence. Speaking is powerful. We have to be careful what we speak. He said, I want you to prohibit demoralizing speech from our lips. Now they may be thinking it, but they're not speaking it. No one said anything. And because no one said anything, there was no discouragement. Because no one said anything, there was no doubt placed in the people. Folks, see, Joshua remembered what was being said and all the things that the people in the wilderness did. God remembered what happened in the wilderness. When people were speaking the negatives and all these things, where is Moses at? What's he doing up there? And they make the golden calf and they did all the murmuring and all the complaining back in the wilderness. God says, you're going to walk around for your promised land, but you're not going to speak that negative talk. You're not going to talk it anyway at all. Don't let it come out of the lips. We need a type of men like Joshua in the church today. Amen? The church needs more men like Joshua. Men who are willing to stand up. Men who aren't afraid to lead. Amen. Men who are foreshadows of the Lord Jesus Christ. Men who can trust in God even when it seems impossible. Joshua would not allow anything to be said because he knew it would only take a little bit of doubt. He knew it would only take a little bit of fear to foil God's plan. The victory for the people the Lord instilled in Joshua. When we wait on the Lord, usually sooner than later, we see the salvation of the Lord. They shouted on the seventh day. Guess what? The wall fell down. Amen? Folks, words can bind up or words can set you free. We cannot help what we see. We cannot help what we hear, but our refusal to speak doubt, our refusal to speak fear, will keep our hearts more inclined to what God can do rather than to what we cannot. You may be thinking it, because I just said you can't help what you see. That wall looks impossible. How is that wall going to... You just keep your mouth shut. You just keep waiting on the Lord. Don't you dare speak that doubt. Don't you dare speak that, criticism. You just wait on God. You just keep doing what God said. You just keep walking around that problem. You just keep praying. Amen. You just keep saying, God, this looks impossible, but I know a God that is able. He can move any mountain. Amen. He can play. He can move it, folks. And I don't care what deal you're dealing with here tonight. God will take care of it if you'll just be faithful and you'll just walk and you'll trust in God. Keep your mouth closed. Just keep praying. God, I know you're able. I'm just going to keep walking, Lord. I'm on my way to the promised land. I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. I'm just going to do what you told me to do, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be a witness for you. God, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to live. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek your face. I'm going to study the word. But my mouth is zipped. I'm not going to complain. Amen. Let's stand here tonight. Hallelujah. We have to, folks. We just have to silence unbelief. Amen. Unbelief is the opposition. Hear me. Unbelief is the opposition. Unbelief says, this can't happen. But there's many things that God has done that are not in the norm. Amen. It just, things like this, you read through the Word of God and say, my, what an amazing God. What an awesome God. They throw men in a furnace. They come out there and even smell like smoke. What if those men would have been in there complaining? What if they had spoke doubt? It was their faith that got them through in there. I trusted in God. Can you believe he let me end in here? We got to just zip it up when it comes to unbelief, when it comes to doubt. Amen? And believe and trust in your God. Lord, we thank you right now. God, we give you praise and glory. And God, I want to see great things in this church. I want to see great things in your people, Lord, in their lives. Lord, you are able. Help us, God, not to speak doubt. Lord, help us not to speak disappointment. God, but just help us, Lord, to just trust and believe in you. And Lord, know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And Lord, when things aren't possible through men, all things are possible through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name.